Welcome back to the Basic Crypto Podcast. Today, we are talking about what is the blockchain. I'm Connor Olstead. This is Nathan Height here with me.
How's it going?
Nate, I think what I'll kind of start with is just the basic overview of what the blockchain is, and then how the blockchain would be built, kind of a little bit more in detail, and then we'll kind of go into any questions you have from there. Does that work for you?
Sounds great. Yes. Please describe to me. I have no idea what the blockchain is.
So the basic overview of it, because it's the technology that underlies Bitcoin, right? And that makes Bitcoin such a secure, decentralized network and ledger. And that's really what it is it's a ledger. And so if you have a bunch of transactions, okay, that are on a ledger, like, and we're going to use currency for this, right? For right now, you can have, so like you pay me $10, I pay person three $20, person three pays you $10, and person four pays me $20. So now it's like, you know, keeping track of all that, you can keep track of what everybody has, right?
Okay.
So let's say we have a list of all those transactions, okay? And they are put, and because a computer reads by numbers of ones and zeros, binary, you have this whole list that is essentially broken down using some kind of computer language so that it's able to read what's on this list, okay? Now, for the sake of simplicity, let's say that all those numbers added up equals another number, okay?
All right.
And so right now we have what's called a block. Okay. And so we have a block that looks very specific because it has these transactions in very specific orders. All right. And then all of those transactions added up, or all those numbers added up, everything in the exact order that it should be added up, equals a number at the end. And then if you put that number into an algorithm or a protocol, okay, it kicks out another number. All right.
Great. There's more numbers.
Yep. Okay. Yep. So it's essentially we need, because you need X plus Y equals Z, right? So X is going to be the whole page of all the transactions listed, because those all make up one number, right? Okay. And then we have Y, which is the protocol that you put it into, and then it kicks out the final number. Okay, which is Z. All right. And so to find Y, the protocol of the blockchain or whatever blockchain you're using would have to essentially say this protocol needs to include X amount of zeros at the beginning of the number. And the number is 256 bits long because it's using an algorithm called SHA-256. Okay.
Okay.
And so because the protocol is saying that X amount of zeros, so let's say 60 zeros needs to be at the end, needs to be Z in this X, Y, Z. Are you still following with me?
Getting there.
So yeah, X is all the numbers of the blockchain.
Yep.
That's listed on there.
Alrighty.
Y is the number we need to find, and Z is the final solution, but it has 60 zeros at the beginning. Okay. So 2 to the 60th power, because it those 60 zeros, it either is going to be a 1 or a 0, right?
Sure.
So 2 to the 60th power is about a billion guesses.
Okay.
And that's the fastest way for any computer to figure out what Y is by just guessing whatever numbers would be input. So you have all, going back, X, okay? You have all the numbers that you have put onto this transaction.
Okay.
Added up needs to be multiplied by this certain number to equal this 256 digit number.
Okay.
What is that certain number?
Yeah, I was just about to ask that.
That number is the one that all the computers are guessing.
Okay.
And so the blockchain, I'll get there in a second. When a computer guesses it, the way that you're able to check the computer and prove that they did the work to guess it is by just inputting that number into the algorithm, kicks it out. And I'm using way too simple of algebra,
sure,
to like express this. It is not that simple, because in algebra, you could just divide by Z. That's not, or divide both sides by X or whatever it is. That's not how this works, because of the certain protocol or algorithm that runs it, and that's called SHA-256. SHA-256 is a protocol or algorithm or whatever you want to call it that is very common across the internet. And it's how computers share information. It's like when you go on YouTube and you type in your password, how do you know that that password is not being, you know, like,
yeah,
it's all on the internet. Like how do you know that that password is with that the password that it needs to be, that right. kind of thing. They're using the algorithm of, or the protocol of SHA-256.
Okay.
Or some form of it. It's a very complex algorithm. I'm not going to get into it of what it exactly is, but that's essentially how a block is made. Yeah. Now that number that the computer guesses is called a hash. Okay. So the Y in my example of this algorithm, right?
Okay. The answer.
So it was X
okay.
times Y equals Z. We know what the answer okay. is Z because right. it starts with 660 zeros.
Gotcha.
Right. We need to find Y. And that Y is a hash. They call it a hash. And that number then becomes the beginning of the next block.
Okay.
Because, so now going back to what makes up a block, because this can vary a little bit. Right now we have transactions. I gave you $10, you paid person 320, person 3 paid person 440, and person 4 paid you and I 10, right? Okay. And so all of that, if I just put like, if I put the word, you know, brown on there, right?
Okay.
And we said that in this protocol, B is represented by the letter 2. And R is represented by the letter 17 or whatever it is in the alphabet, right? A is 1, B is 2, C is 3.
Okay.
And then every space is represented by a 27 and every exclamation point is a 28 and so on and so forth. You would eventually be able to change all of the words that you have on there into numbers. So that's how the computer is able to read it. So anything you can really change into numbers, especially, and this is the most common with NFTs, but images, because images have pixels, and those pixels are made up of certain colors, and those colors have certain values that a computer can read to it, mm-hmm. right? And so now that's how all of these things are able to be translated into a number that the computer can deal with, because the message that's on the blockchain, whatever the message is, has to eventually get itself into a number. Because that's what happens. This is all math that's happening on the blockchain.
Okay.
So you have the message that's on the blockchain that is put into this algorithm, and then it kicks out a final number, and you have to find, and a computer has to find the hash. They have to do all this math, do all this guessing to find the hash. That hash is then made the beginning of the next block. So if that hash is different, okay, then anything besides the answer, computers are going to figure it out, and they're going to, and if it's wrong, it's going to screw up the further blocks. Okay? Because since it's the beginning of the next equation, it needs to be correct.
So how right? do you correct that?
And so when the computer guesses it right and says, "Hey, I guessed this right." Okay. Mm-hmm. They go back. They show all the computers their work. It's called proof of work. It's a type of blockchain. Okay. There's a lot of different types of blockchain.
Okay.
There's consensus. There's proof of stake. There's proof of space. There's a lot of different things. And they all vary on like times or how long it takes and security and blah, blah, blah.
Sure.
Bitcoin, the most famous blockchain, is built on proof of work.
Okay.
And so that proof of work is essentially, I have found this number and I show it to all the other computers and they accept the transaction as true or false, right? And they can see that by plugging it into the algorithm to see if it actually is.
Okay.
Right. And so, but I'm able to, as a computer, I'm able to say, look, I found the right thing. It's the beginning of the next block. And then there are other computers out there that could accept that as the next block. And then the trend would continue. More numbers are input into the block. It's put into the equation. The equation kicks out, another SHA, 256 bit signature. You need to find the hash. Goes to the next one, right? But if other computers on the network, because they all have to like accept this block, if if it gets to a point where some of them don't, then they're going to reject that block and they're going to wait until a different block that they see as valid is accepted. Okay. And so then they're going to put it on. And essentially what you're waiting for is the long string of blocks to get long enough, because that means that enough computers have accepted it without there being a reject. Because while, let's say your computer has accepted a block that I've created, okay, or with a hash, okay, and you are still listening for other blocks and you're still checking your ledger with everybody else's. And so if you all of a sudden look and you see that, like, holy cow, there's a lot of people that didn't accept this block and this chain of blocks, then you are going to kick it off. Okay.
Okay.
Or do the work and, you know, check the proof or whatever, however you want to describe it. Right. And the longer chain is the one that wins. And if you essentially, if your computer hears like, oh, this chain is going on, let's see what ends up happening. You just have to wait, because whichever one ends up being longer, whichever, you know, chain ends up getting accepted more, the blocks get accepted more, then that's the chain you go with. And you kick the other one off and the transaction doesn't go through. That is why Bitcoin takes about 10 minutes for a transaction, because what it's doing is it's waiting for those blocks to get finished and for the chain to get longer. And so when you hear somebody say, I heard this on the Blacklist, they're like, and, you know, do you see that it's 100 blocks down on the blockchain? Okay. The TV show Blacklist, right?
Okay.
What they're talking about is if it's 100 blocks down on the blockchain, it's very secure. You know that it was not fabricated by a bunch of other computers that are overtaking the network and trying to feed you a fake blockchain. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Any questions for what I have so far?
I'm trying to think of any of some, but it sounds very complicated as it is.
To put the blockchain in a very simple fashion. Okay. It is a message that is a list of numbers that is put into a list of numbers that's put into an algorithm for which a certain answer is very hard to find and the easiest way is to guess it. Okay?
Okay.
That is called a hash. That answer then becomes the beginning of the next block or the next algorithm, the next string of algorithms, and that answer can be checked by other computers. So since all of those factors are together, it creates a very secure way of relaying a message and making sure it is the original message, because you can check all that stuff.
So basically the blockchain is a form of keeping everyone honest, if it were.
Yes. And so it definitely is made to keep everybody honest, and it's made to just be fair.
Sure.
Essentially.
Right. Okay.
Because if it's fair, then everybody is, it can stay decentralized, right?
Sure.
There has to be a level of trust that goes on.
Yeah.
Okay. You have to trust that there are other computers on the network that are checking all this, right? Just like if you needed to trust Visa when you swiped your credit card today, right, that they are going to take that amount of money out and only that amount and, you know, and complete the transaction for you. So for the layman, it does not matter what is actually going on underneath everything.
Yeah. Okay.
The only thing that matters is that really to understand that, like, it is pretty much impossible to fake a blockchain or fake a transaction on the blockchain without controlling over majority of the network and the computers on the network. And so it is important for decentralization for people to be plugged into this network. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And when a block is completed also, that is called, and whoever like gets the proof of work, that action, is called mining. Okay.
Right. Okay. Because that computer then gets a reward.
Yes.
Okay.
And that reward is usually in whatever currency or whatever token is being run on whatever blockchain this is happening on.
Sure.
Because you can have a lot of different blockchains. Okay.
Right.
You can have a blockchain for Bitcoin, there's a blockchain for Ethereum, and there's different types of blockchains, like I said earlier. And we'll get into that later, talking about the difference between Bitcoin and Ethereum and smart contracts and that kind of stuff. But yeah, it's so you can have different kinds of blockchains, And you could have a blockchain, like a common one is going to be for like title companies.
Okay.
Okay. Because if you have a title blockchain, you're able to, anybody's able to go onto it and look and see who owns this car, right? Who has the title to this car? And the only way that that transaction would go through of moving it from one address, like we've talked about in a previous, to another, is you need to have the transaction on the blockchain.
Right.
And however many blocks down on the blockchain.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And since everybody's able to do the math and everybody's able to see what's going on, but there is still encryption and randomization to it, it's what makes it truly secure. And we're going to get into that in another podcast, talking about the actual transactions that go on to the blockchain and how they get on there and why that is so secure and how you're not able to, and how that block gets its message.
Wow.
But
it's very complicated, and I think you've really simplified it. I don't have any questions as of right now.
Perfect.
That was very educational, if it were.
Awesome.
So,
well, if you guys have any questions, definitely leave it in the comments below, or shoot me a tweet. If you're watching this on YouTube, leave it in the comments below. Otherwise, shoot me a tweet on Twitter. I will leave my link in the description of this podcast. And yeah. And on Spotify, I think you can ask questions. I'll leave a question down there of what else you guys want to hear and what you want to know, or what you were curious about the blockchain, and we can get into it in another podcast. Thanks for listening, guys. It's been Basic Crypto, and we will see you soon.